to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 53. And folks, it has been so cold in Los Angeles. How cold is it? It's so cold that Al Gore is currently rethinking his whole global warming thing. That's how cold it is. Okay? All right? That's how cold it is. Excuse me. So cold I have a thing in my throat right now. I don't know if that's... There's also been allergies going around. And there's so much talk about the flu. Stop talking about... There's so much... They pump it into the media. The flu is coming. The flu is here. The flu. Stop it. You're driving people... I feel like they're driving people into the flu. They're driving them to the flu. Stop it already. They, you know, and they all this talk of flu shots and flu vaccines. And on online, there's all this negative press and about flu. I feel like Woody Allen. There's all this negative press about flu vaccines. With all due respect here, and I prefer not to get a vaccine because I do think that they're very safe. I don't know. There's so much stuff on the internet. I don't know what to believe. You know, I subscribe to so many different newsletters. I don't read them. I read hardly any of them because who's got the time? You know, so easy to click onto something and subscribe, and then they start sending you emails, and you go, "Well, who are these people? Who are all these people?" And what I'll often do is, at some point, if it gets annoying enough, I'll just unsubscribe. But if it, you know, if I can just ignore it, I'll ignore it. And I don't know, why did I go off on that tangent? I guess it's just because I'm, you know, on the internet, there's so much information. We're in the information age, and I don't know anymore what to believe. I mean, for so long, I was hearing that on December 21st, 2012, the Mayans, they predicted something, and then what happened? I don't know. You tell me. I'll tell you what happened. The next day was December 22nd. Okay. All righty. Well, anyway, it's another podcast, folks. 53, number 53. And, I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good about these podcasts. I know I have a handful of people that are enjoying them. I don't know. Like I said, I don't have any way of tracking this at this point. I'm still haven't gotten to the Apple store. I got to get some techie to help me. I know there's techies out there. But I've got a neighbor. Oh, anyway, I don't want to get into that whole thing. I think I've talked about it already, and it's just a bore. It's a bore. So let's not even talk about it. Let's talk about some news in my apartment building. And that, I think I might have mentioned last week that we were going to have our annual inspection, which, you know, ironically, we don't have... I don't know the last time we had an inspection, and so it's not really annual. Maybe they want to make it annual. Maybe they're supposed to make it annual. You know, maybe it's supposed to be annual, but this was not annual because it hadn't been in a while. And so the inspection was conducted by two gentlemen, Aaron, the male half of the management team of Aaron and Janet, and Mark, who is the brother of the owner of the company. And Mark... I've had my issues with Mark. We've butted heads. He's many people have butted heads with Mark. It's not just me. He's a guy that has had a reputation of not being able to get along with people. He jumps to conclusions, quick to get angry and say you know things that might not be the most peace inducing statements. But anyway, lately him and I have been. I don't see him that often, but when I see him, he's been. Been pretty cool to me. We've been pretty nice. I don't know what has, you know, precipitated this behavior. Perhaps because Janet and Aaron like me so much, and that it's like a dog when you own a dog, and then the owners of the dog, you know, like you, then the dog gets the vibe that you're cool. So maybe it's a situation like that. The Mark is like the dog. Anyway, they. Mark and Aaron. And Aaron is a pretty intelligent guy. Normally a pretty intelligent guy. This day he comes in, excuse me, with Mark. And they come in, and the first thing, you know, they check my my smoke detector, which is fine. You know, they press it, and the thing makes the loud noise. And then Aaron, for some reason, unplugs my microwave. I don't know what the point of that was. So now my clock is flashing. I go, what are you doing? Why did you unplug my microwave? I don't understand what's going on. Then he puts on the stove, the burners on the stove to see if they work. And then he puts on the oven. And then he shuts the burners on the stove off, but he keeps the oven on. I go, dude, you left my oven on. Oh, okay. And then I'm doing you know again. I'm sorry. Got to work on that. Trying to work on that. He shuts off the oven. And then Mark then runs the garbage disposal, but you're supposed to put water in the sink area so the water goes into the garbage. He's running it without the water. I've said, dude, you got to freaking put the water. I mean, it was basically a Laurel and Hardy come to do an inspection. I mean, the only thing missing was the Laurel and Hardy music. Well, Ollie, I'm going to unplug the microwave. I mean, why was he touching my freaking microwave to begin with? That's not part of the... That's mine. That's my personal belongings. My microwave belongs to me and nobody else. Anyway, we're getting a monosodium glutamate meter, but that's not it. We're getting a carbon monoxide meter, which is stated by law that we must have. And so we're going to be having them soon. So takes this carbon monoxide, you know, we'll be able to detect it and do something about it. Okay? No carbon monoxide and no smoke. And I'll tell you, my smoke detector, I talked about last week about how I light my cigar and the detector goes off. It's really starting to recognize it. It just goes off for like once. Before it would go off for a while. Now it's just like, it goes, and then it goes, oh, sorry, Al. Just your cigar. Be careful. And why don't you quit the cigars already? Because I don't want to just yet, okay, Mr. or Miss Smoke Detector? Just look out for real fires. Put out the real fires. So that's that. That is that. So I got an invitation. I don't know, I wasn't really going to talk about this, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but a friend of mine was, he does this singing act where he does like Bobby Darin and Frank Sinatra songs. It's pretty good. And I've seen him before, but I don't like the venue. He does this one venue a lot. I don't really like the venue. And, you know, with the other hip being kind of bad, it's kind of hard for me to get around. And he's the one that just made the Christmas dinner in early December, if you've been listening. He's a great cook, and we had a party over his house. And he was having a show, and he invited, you know, me and other people. And there was going to be a surprise party there for one of the guys who I had just seen at the party. And I don't know, maybe it's just a part of like getting older, but I just don't want to see people a lot. I mean, I just saw these people. I mean, I would have gone to see my friend. I think, like, you know, once the hip is fixed and I can get around better, I'll probably go back to this venue, but I'd rather see him in a different venue. Maybe that's just it. Maybe it's got nothing to do with being older. Maybe it's just that the hip is putting me in a certain mood. But I was thinking, I was talking to another friend who was invited. I go, didn't we just see these people? I mean, isn't once a year enough? But, you know, I guess, you know, that's what people do. I have like a few close friends, and I see one pretty often because I've worked with him, and, you know, but the rest of the people stay in touch with on email, texting, phone. So I don't see a lot of people in person. I guess that's kind of indicative of what's going on with this culture. We're isolated. Oh my God, I'm getting depressed. Oh man, I should have talked about it. Anyway, I didn't go, and I didn't respond either. I didn't respond to his invitation. You know, I'm saying you know again. Plus the fact that they want you to, this place, they want you to buy dinner, and the food's not that good, and it's expensive, and it's just like, I don't know, dude, play someplace else. Give it some time. Give it some time between when I last saw you, okay? excuse me. Excuse me, folks. A little bit of a go-to news about my go-to supermarket. Just a few vignettes that happened there this past week. I go, you know, I'm feeling like the guy upstairs just started walking on his floor, which is my ceiling. And you know, sometimes I don't know if it's him walking or it's an earthquake, because there's certain earthquakes that'll happen, and it'll be just like that. You don't know if it's him. Is it him or is it an earthquake? That'd be a great great commercial. Is it him or an earthquake? So I see one of the guys that works there, and we'll call him Julio, okay? Latino guy or Hispanic, whatever the word is that you want to, that will not offend anybody. You know, Spanish descent. He's a decent Spanish fellow, okay? And he's been in this country for many years. I bet you he's been here 20, 25, 30 years. I'm told his English is as good as the day he came here. You know, he's very good to talk like, you know, he talk like this. He talk, no good, I can't be good. You know, that's how he talks. It's like a Spanish Jerry Lewis. So I saw him the other day, and he looked like he was in like kind of a bad mood. I go, hey, Julio, what's the matter? He goes, the manager, you know, I dared the manager 3 times. Look, I need these things, the things that I need. You got to bring to, you give me the things is what I need. You can't do, because I can't do if you don't let me be. And, you know, 3 times I tell, and they never say. And I want to say, learn friggin' English. Perhaps your manager can fulfill your requests. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, you know, it's you know, you've been in this country for a while. It's time to learn English. It's time to learn English. As a matter of fact, I came up with an idea before. I thought a new reality show called Time to Learn English, where we take people who have been in this country. Well, maybe they don't have to be in this country that long. They could be newly arrived, or they can be here for a while, and we corral them, and we tell them, look, it's time to learn English. And we take them to an English learning prison camp for 6 weeks. It's sort of like The Biggest Loser, you know, where they lose, instead of losing weight, your English improves. You know what, this is actually a pretty good idea. Maybe I shouldn't be letting it out on the airwaves like this. Somebody will steal it. Oh, well, I've got it documented here. I've come up with it. I think it's a pretty funny idea. Time to learn English. I'm tired of calling businesses up and saying, if you speak English, press 1. We should all speak English, and that's that, okay? And we should all, and actually, Americans, we should also know other languages, okay? But I don't think we should have to, you know, when we call businesses, have to. Oh, forget it. I'm rambling on about that. I don't want to sound like some kind of bigot or something, because I'm not. No bigot. I'm just an American boy who wants you to learn how to speak English. That's right. Okay. All right. Next up on the go-to market, talking to this other guy. What are we going to call him? We'll call him Johnny. And Johnny's a nice, him and I kid around. We talk. And he works in the produce department. And he's one of the few people in the produce department I trust, as far as like asking him opinions about fruit or vegetables. Because some of the other guys that work there, they'll just tell you, you know, is this good? Yeah, that's good. They don't care. You can just see in their eyes. They don't care about their job. They're just putting in their time. Whereas this guy, you know, he's good. He's been there a long time, and he knows his business. And I trust him, because whenever he's suggested something, it's been right. It's been right on. So I was joking with him the other day, because I go there just about every day. And I was joking that, you know, these days, because I'm in recovery from the other hip, the one hip I got fixed, and I got to get surgery on soon. I was joking with him. I said, you know, coming here is the highlight of my day. And he gets this concerned look on his face, and he goes, really? Don't you have any hobbies? And I just thought that was so, there was something so cute about that, the way he said that, about the word hobbies. It just took me back to like when you were a kid, you know, hobbies, building model airplanes, collecting stamps, you know, baseball cards. Don't you have some hobbies? Yeah, I take old coins and put them in a drawer. You know, what is a hobby? I guess a hobby is something you enjoy doing. Or maybe the podcast is kind of a hobby at this point. I'm not making any money on it. So I guess, yeah. So I said, well, yeah, I mean, I do okay. I don't have any problem. I'm just joking about this being the highlight of my day. I mean, it's not really the highlight of my day, but maybe it is. But it's just the way he's, don't you have any hobbies? Well, yeah, you know what my hobbies are? It's coming here to this supermarket and seeing guys like you and going to the salad bar. That's one of my hobbies. Then I was in the parking lot, and this lady had a shopping cart, and it was empty, and she was bringing it back. And I said, hey, you know, I'll take that off your hands if you know, because I'm going in there. If you don't mind, I'll take that. She goes, oh, yeah. And then she said to me, oh, yeah, this is a good cart. The wheels are straight. And I don't know, right off the bat, I'm thinking the wheels are, you know, thank God the wheels are straight and that they're not gay. Thank God you didn't give me a gay shopping cart. I refuse to be caught with it's just the word straight has taken on a different meaning in the last bunch of years. I know what she meant. The cart goes straight. You know, when I was a kid, going straight also meant, like, you know, when a criminal went straight, criminal became legitimate. And then, you know, gay men happy. You know, I know some gay people, and they're pretty happy. I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny. And then they have this organic blueberries. And they call them OG blueberries. And I thought that was kind of funny for hip-hop nation. OG blueberries. That's right. We got OG blueberries for the OGs. Original gangster. Yo. And last but not least about this go-to market, I saw one of the girls, one of the Pilipinas, one of the many Pilipinas that work there. And we're friends on Facebook. And I said to her, hey, you know, I saw your pictures, you know, recent pictures. And she looked at me like I was crazy, like I was some kind of weirdo. And I go, wait a minute. What are you looking at me like I'm some kind of crazy person for? We're friends on Facebook. I see your pictures all the time. And then she started laughing. Oh, I did not know which pictures you meant. That's what I meant. I was thinking, which pictures did you meant? And I said to her, the pictures? It's one of the pictures where you're smiling, and that narrows it down to about one, you know, into about 90,000 pictures, because she's smiling in all these pictures. I love it. There's all these Filipino girls, and they get together, and they have these little parties, and there's always pictures of the, like, five or six of them sitting around a table with food. It looks pretty good, and they're always smiling. Always look like they're having a great time, and that I'm not invited. You know, I'm missing out on a good time. That's what happens a lot of times on Facebook, but then I've seen pictures of me on Facebook smiling at an event, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I wasn't having that great of a time either, so I think it's all, you know, an illusion, a delusion. It's illusional. Delusional. And speaking of Facebook, I just want to put it out there. Will you people out there who I never communicate with, or you're on my friend list somehow, I don't know, maybe I asked you to be my friend, maybe you, more than likely you asked me, because I don't really know you. I mean, there's some people I've asked that I don't know, but you've got to stop asking me to like your page. You know, I don't understand this whole, in this 2013, this year 2013, when people, this is the way that people get fans now, that they ask people, will you please just become my fan and like my page? I just think that it's got to be more organic than that. You could say, you know what? I don't know. I think when I start to do stuff like that, maybe what I will do is I'll say, hey, I have a like page. If you like me, like it. You know what I mean? It's something like that. Something cute, something funny. Not like, you know, I invite you to like my page. Why would I like, you know, who are you? I mean, I'll like certain people if I like them already. But if I don't like you, why am I going to like you? It's like an Adam and Costello bit. I thought you said you liked me. A little poking update. I think I might have won the poke. The poking thing became sort of like a staring contest. I talked about last week that there were two girls on Facebook that were poking me, and I was poking back. One girl I knew, excuse me, she moved out of town. And the other girl I don't know, and she lives out of town, I believe. And I just decided I'm just gonna hang in there for a while, see how far this poking goes. They poke me, I poke them, they poke me. And I think I'm about 1 or 2 days poke-free now after my last pokes. Could be they were busy over the weekend, didn't have time to poke me, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm not saying that I miss the poking. I just don't really, I don't really understand what that means. I guess you're letting the person know that you're thinking about them. I don't know. And then there was another guy that posted on my wall. That's another thing. This guy, I don't post on my timeline. Here's a guy I know from comedy from way back. We're never hardly in touch. And he posts on my timeline this video he made. And quite frankly, you know, I watched a couple seconds of it, and it didn't, you know, it might have been good, but it didn't hold my attention. You know, no disrespect to, you know, his creativity, but it wasn't for me. But don't put it on my timeline, and I deleted it, you know? Just, I'll tell you what, why don't you, if you want me to see it, you know, how about, you email me a link, and let me go find it. You know, and then if I think it's really funny, I'll put it up. Probably not. I mean, you know, it's kind of a little brazen. The timeline, it's like my house. It's like in prison. Your cell is like your home. Timeline is like my prison cell. You know, don't be disrespecting my prison cell. All every time I got to do something about prison, I got to go into the African-American voice. But unfortunately, prison population is probably mostly African American. So to all you politically correct people, I think the impression is okay. Okay, I'm not saying anything else about it, and I'm not going to lecture anybody either. Okay, I'm not going to lecture anybody about that. Why am I talking like this? I don't know. I have no idea why I'm talking like this. Oh man! I'm trying to debate whether I want to talk about one or two more things here. I'll talk about. I had to call Bank of America. I had to call them for. What did I call them for? Oh, I know. I was going to pay my credit card bill, and so I wanted to find out. Also, I wanted to get some more credit from them, which they gave me. Thank you. But you know, it's so funny that I call up, I say I want to pay my credit card bill, I say the amount, I tell them exactly how to do it, and they make this poor girl, she has to read this, you know, thing. You know, by doing this, blah, 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 you instruct Bank of America to blah, 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 blah. And I started going, yes, yes, I'm a slave to Bank of America. Whatever they want, I agree to whatever they say, because Bank of America is my master. It is my master. You know, and then they ask you, I've talked about this before, then she asked me like, you know, 2 or 3 times, are you sure you want to, do you give us permission to take this money out? Yes. Are you, okay, now we can take this money out. Yeah, I called to pay the bill. I said that before. I've talked about this before. Maybe I'm just repeating myself, so I'm sorry. I have another thing, but I don't think it's another corporate thing. I'm not even going to go there because I don't think it's interesting enough. See, that's what happens when you have your own podcast. You can make an executive decision and go, you know what? I don't know where the funny is in this next thing. And I don't know if there was any funny in this whole podcast. Quite frankly, I don't know. How do I know? Only you know. I'll know later when I listen back to it. I'll get a sense of maybe it was funny. And I'll say to myself, Al, Maybe it was funny. And if it's not funny, I always say, at least maybe it's amusing and doesn't put you to sleep. And if it puts you to sleep, well then, maybe you needed the rest. Maybe that would, it was a sleep aid. Maybe that was my purpose of this podcast. Maybe I'm the melatonin of podcasts. All right. Okay. Anyway, I think that's about it. Again, thank you, all those who listen to the podcast. Thank you so much. And still a little homemade podcast. Eventually, I'll get better equipment and I'll get more technically savvy, or get somebody technically savvy to help me. I'm pretty dedicated to doing this. I'm enjoying this. It's just been a lot of fun to put this together. And I am getting some feedback from people who really enjoy it. So that's good to know. So until next time, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.